It's the 30th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A well-known charity has been renamed as the 1189808 Foundation. The organisation, formerly known as the Captain Tom Moore Foundation, no longer exists. Its website has also been taken down. During lockdown, Captain Sir Tom Moore raised over £35 million for NHS charities by completing 100 laps around the garden of his Marston Mortain property. His name has been removed following a Charity Commission investigation which revealed a conflict of interest between the family businesses and the foundation. His daughter, Hannah Ingram Moore, and her husband, Colin, set up and ran the charity from June 2020. The couple believe they were unfairly targeted by the Commission's investigation. Blake Stevenson, the MP for Mid Bedfordshire, expressed disappointment that an announcement on the Universal Studios proposal was not addressed by Chancellor Rachel Reeves. Stevenson has been an advocate and supporter of the project in the House of Commons. A year ago, former US government advisor Ramin Shai flew to the UK and travelled to Bedford with the belief that he was meeting up with a 9-year-old girl to engage in sexual activity. The 47-year-old Shai believed he would be meeting with Debbie following interactions on social media and messaging apps. Debbie would turn out to be a Bedfordshire police officer. The New Jersey native was arrested and found guilty of offences related to sexual activity with a child. He will spend 11 and a half years behind bars. Following Chancellor Reeves' vocal support for East-West Rail, a corridor which he deemed as the new Silicon Valley of Europe, a new rail station could be built in Thempsford, Bedfordshire. Plans for the station would serve locals as well as residents of a yet-to-be-built town and would be part of the connection from Oxford to Cambridge through Bedford, delivered 5 years early. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.